Michigan will very likely ban a type of abortion procedure within the next few months. It's called dilation and evacuation. It makes up about 7% of abortions in Michigan each year, and it's the most common type of abortion performed during the second trimester of pregnancy. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has our story.
When I visited Nicole Medina on a recent cold, sunny day, she was at home with her family. That included her smiley, boisterous 2-year-old son, who chattered away in the background as we talked.
Hi.
Go play with daddy.
And a new addition, sleeping snugly in a rocker.
Yep, my 2 little rainbows. The rainbows after the storms. Yep, she's 3 weeks old.
The storms Medina is talking about is her first pregnancy about 3 years ago. She and her husband were elated about it until their first ultrasound.
They found that she had something called a cystic hygroma, which is fluid pretty much between like the skin and the bones, like the skull and stuff, and it was quite large.
The Medina's baby girl had a condition called trisomy 18. Basically, she had an extra copy of the 18th chromosome in every cell of her body. Medina is an ICU nurse. Her husband is a doctor. They knew how bad this was.
We both see suffering on a daily basis, and we both knew that if she was born alive, how much she would suffer.
They didn't want that for their daughter. It was an excruciating time for Medina.
I don't know how I could have made it 40 weeks if she would have lived that long.
So they made a decision to terminate the pregnancy. Because Medina was in the second trimester by that time, they had 2 options: to induce labor or to have a dilation and evacuation abortion. They chose the abortion. But abortion opponents want to make dilation and evacuation illegal in Michigan. That would leave labor and delivery as the only option for women like Medina. That has a higher risk of complications, it's more expensive, and few providers in Michigan offer it. Dilation and evacuation involves a doctor dilating the woman's cervix and removing the fetus with forceps or other surgical instruments. Genevieve Marnon is with Right to Life of Michigan.
So we think that ripping living babies to pieces is not okay in a civilized society, and we think it's high time to ban that particular abortion procedure.
But Governor Gretchen Whitmer vowed to veto any legislation banning the procedure. So Right to Life gathered enough signatures to get the proposal in front of the Republican-dominated state legislature, which can pass it directly into law. Elizabeth Nash is with the Guttmacher Institute. They research and advocate for reproductive rights. Nash says women may seek second trimester abortions for many reasons, like serious fetal abnormalities. She says a lack of access and legal restrictions can also force women to delay terminating a pregnancy.
You're looking at waiting periods, you're looking at counseling requirements, you're looking at limits on abortion coverage in health plans.
Nash says banning dilation and evacuation would be dangerous. Michigan's proposed law has just 2 exceptions: if the fetus is already dead or if the mother's life is in danger. Nash says that could have grave consequences.
Provider may not feel that they can meet the letter of the law and provide the care that is appropriate for the patient until the patient is in dire straits.
Right to Life of Michigan's Genevieve Marnon dismisses these concerns. She says the procedure is simply horrific, even in the case of very troubled pregnancies.
It just doesn't make any sense that we would snuff them out through abortion because they're not perfect.
But Nicole Medina says her abortion was about alleviating suffering, and she's never regretted it. Medina knows what it's like to suffer judgment. A coworker once called her a murderer. But she says no one should judge her unless they've had to make that choice themselves. And even then,
don't take away my right just because your choice might be different than mine. It's just cruel. It's cruel to think that you know what's best for my family.
But unless something unexpected and dramatic happens, Michigan's proposed ban should become law within the next few months. A court challenge will inevitably come next. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.